Welcome to episode 4, season 11 of The Versatile Writer, providing support and encouragement to writers and creatives. I'm presuming you've listened to the last few, so I won't go through all of the housekeeping again. So let's get straight on to the letter T. In this episode, I'm covering techniques, trends, time, tips, and timelines. T is for techniques. Having just finished proofreading a book I wrote for my publisher, creative writing techniques are relatively fresh in my mind. There are, of course, a multitude of techniques you can use, and clearly I can't mention them all here. However, I will share two or three. How about the wonderful way that tension can play a role in your thriller? One technique to help tension show up is by using short, punchy words within sentences that give it the bam, bam, bam rhythm needed if the story is entering into the climactic moment, or if you're adding a massive hit of tension after a pleasant moment that often is used in movies. Imagine that scene where all is well. Characters are laughing, smiling, relaxed, everything's going smoothly. Then bam. It might be a line of dialogue, or a character shows up unexpectedly, or somebody simply drops dead, or gets shot. Although it's generally intended to be unexpected, as an audience we do tend to be a bit more tuned in into how we're being manipulated. Reading a sunshiny scene makes us believe it's not going to stay that way, because let's face it, life doesn't. So we feel uneasy in that warmth because we know it can't last. In literature, having those tense moments happen on the page means you'll have to be using some clever word choice and scene setting. Let's give it a try here. Amy, Frank and Esther stood around a kitchen counter, laughing, but not taking it for granted. Each had a drink in their hands in celebration. It truly had been a challenging year, and somehow they'd survived it, each of them. And now they were all in remission. The sun was shining through the windows, brightening the room as if the elements knew exactly what the three had been through together. It had been a good choice to paint the room wispy lemon 6 months ago. While it was just a colour back then, now it amplified the positivity emanating from them all. Even the potted ivy seemed to dance in the breeze as it trailed down the tiles from the windowsill, like it was trying to join in the celebrations. The three looked into each other's eyes, then came in for a group hug and gave an embarrassed chuckle at their collective openness. Then the sun went in, the breeze picked up, and Frank's phone rang. It was the hospital. There'd been a mistake. You'll notice that the sentence stating, "Then the sun went in, the breeze picked up, and Frank's phone rang," are all one-syllable words, short, punchy, and leading you to the final sentence, "There'd been a mistake." Employing weather conditions too, it all adds to the tension and colours it with imagery. Another technique to try with pacing, for instance, is to use a variety of long and short words within short and long sentences. This keeps the pace moving and the story progressing. T is for trends, and this is an interesting one too. Trends can mean a number of things. Maybe it's the trends of genres that are popular at the moment, or a trend in story themes. Or it might mean the trend you're currently drawn to writing, or a dozen other things I can't think of right now. Let's look at the three I highlighted. Firstly, the trending popular genres. I've noticed over the years that certain publishers push particular genres. Now, if the publisher only publishes thrillers, it makes sense to do that. That's business and that's how they make their money. From the reader's point of view, you may see the bookshelf saturated with thrillers or romance novels when you're doing your shopping. And that's all fine and dandy, but if you've only got the top 10 books to choose from, and they're all thrillers, it might feel a bit depressing because you would prefer to read science fiction or romance or something else, something not thriller. It was a similar thing a decade ago when Twilight was a big deal, which brings me on to my second example. I do feel though that the marketing and promotional teams went a bit crazy. Everything, and I mean everything, that a specific age group would use was plastered in Twilight imagery, from t-shirts to sandwich boxes, stuffed toys to stationery, socks to jackets and hats, mugs to pencil cases, notebooks to bags. It got to the stage that just walking into the store you'd be bombarded with it all. Overkill, in my opinion. There's only so much you can buy, isn't there? Lord of the Rings and also the Harry Potter series are another two trends that grabbed our attention. Some of these absolutely saturated merchandising names and continue to do so in specific stores because there's a huge fan base out there for them. So, shiny vampire, hungry werewolves, hobbits and elves, and boy wizards aside, what other trends can you think of that we've seen over the years? Marketing jumps on these themes ever so easily because it's another way to make money. And that sounds a bit, they're taking all my money. But realistically, if you don't want to spend it, you don't have to. You're only going to part with what you want to, and if it's something you want or need. Commercialization is a big deal, literally. The third trend I highlighted was your own story trending. That is, trending for you. Maybe you're suddenly pulled in by part of your story and want to add that to other stories you want to write. Sometimes this happens to me when I hyperfixate on a character I've created. In Dream State, there were several characters to focus on and two or three jumped out at me for different reasons. Ben was an artist, Jack was a sociopathic banker, and Drew was a chef who owned a diner. I was interested in each of these men for wildly different reasons. Ben, because I wanted to understand what it was about art that motivated him, so I took my research a step further and started to paint abstract myself. I did this to gain an insight into his mind, but it was also a way for me to relax. Writing is a creative pursuit, but what do you do when you need a creative pursuit outside of your work? In my case, I find and found other creative pursuits, often using my hands like crafting, painting, resume making, knitting, jewellery making, that kind of thing. Jack's character was a different one to focus on because then the trend became all about researching sociopathic personalities, and I got involved with psychology, albeit on a basic level. That research in itself was an eye-opener. Unlike Ben's research, I didn't take to sociopathic hobbies, thank goodness, but I did notice traits in other characters on screen and in books. The trend I experienced with Drew was more about his drive and motivation for cooking and building a business. As a business owner myself, he was an interesting character to write about. The food side, however, was a little difficult because I'm not as interested in food as he was, so I focused on his drive instead. These trends we focus on and develop when we're creating characters or aspects of our stories mean we're giving ourselves a good foundation to create convincing stories. I have to excuse my voice, I'm starting to lose it a bit. One thing to remember though is that some trends change quickly. If we're jumping on a trend in the hopes of selling our stories, it may prove difficult because of the time it takes to write a book and get it out there in front of readers' eyes. Society doesn't always want to keep the same trend running indefinitely because by its very nature, trends come and go as quickly as that. Of course they do come around again, but not for a little while, especially if they've saturated your mind. The last thing you want to do is continue feeding off something that irritates. The last trend I'll highlight here is the cover trend. I started off this section by talking about the trends of, say, thrillers and romance novels on your supermarket shelves. This is a bugbear of mine. Don't you often find the novel that is the most popular or is from the biggest known publisher uses a specific style of cover, and then the entire genre from other publishers use a similar style? I understand why it is. It's because if readers are drawn to a specific cover design, they'll automatically be drawn to other covers with the same or similar design. I do feel though it's a little lazy of publishers that they're taking advantage of the fatigue of readers who will almost mindlessly grab the first thriller that looks vaguely like the one they enjoyed. But come on, really? It's like the romance novel covers that use cartoon illustrations, and apologies here if yours is like that, but they irritate me. I'll tell you why too, should you be even slightly interested. They irritate me because I feel like this cartoon style of design feeds into the mindset that the romance genre is easy and it isn't worth much, that romance is silly, a valueless thing that can be overlooked and ignored. There, I said it. Eek, hope I've not offended anyone. Apologies if I have, it's just my thoughts. So before I upset anyone else, let's move on to T for time. This could be time to write, to finish, to think, to prepare, to create. We all have the same 24 hours in a day, but through whatever ways we have of spending that time, including work, family, travel, rest, sport, we still need to find the time and energy to do the thing we really truly want to do. For most of us, work has to come first, and sadly, then family and everything else. The work is the thing that hopefully provides the money to support all the other things we have to do. But the day job can easily steal our time and energy, so we have little left for anything else. Time is not the problem here. Potentially, our lifestyles are. If this is you, maybe it's time for a change. T is for tips. I tend to feel that if you're experienced in a thing, then sharing tips about it with others who are just learning about it is helpful, and I like to be helpful. This podcast is primarily about sharing tips, hints and lessons I've learned in my almost 4 decades of creative writing. The Versatile Writer, indeed, has the tagline of providing support and encouragement to writers and creatives at its heart, and of course, tips come under the support and encouragement aspect of that. I prefer to deliver those tips in a friendly and hopefully fun way because I feel that if something is dry and dull, we won't engage with it, nor will we retain it. But if it's fun, even funny, or presented with colours or a colourful anecdote, I think recipients will remember it. T is for timelines. Whether it's a timeline within your story or you're using a timeline to write your story, they're hugely helpful. You might know that I also ghostwrite. In one of my projects for a couple, I'm writing their memoirs, and included in the process of that, a timeline is absolutely necessary to ensure everything appears in the book at the right time. If it didn't, the problem area would stick out. Timelines aid structure and pacing, as well as help the writer gather thoughts, research, and allocating time to write each day. Right, I hope you've got something out of today's episode. Until the next episode, I want to thank you for all the time you've taken to listen to this. If I can help you with any aspect of creative writing through my business, For the Love of Books, that's loveofbooks.co.uk, then please let me know. And until next time, thank you for listening to episode 4, T of the Versatile Writer.